Steve, if you can kind of break down the uniqueness of this time and how important BGHF is in a battle like this.
As things are developing on the daily, we're in close contact with the senior leadership team at QHC, and we're just looking at ways to obviously safeguard some of our capacity as a foundation to help in this time of crisis, really. So obviously these events are unprecedented, and I guess we're just appealing to the community to, you know, whilst healthcare is front of mind, to potentially assist if they have the means to do so. Obviously, we are totally appreciative that, you know, perhaps people will be feeling the economic fallout of this situation, and you know, we're trying our best to align with those businesses, small business owners, directors, those types of people as well, because obviously we all need to help each other. But yeah, you know, we realise through this there will be people that have the means to help us purchase priority equipment for some of the frontline teams as well.
In a situation like this, does priority medical equipment change, or the items that you guys are looking to try to get some money for?
To be honest, we're just trying to, I think, you know, as I say, these events are unprecedented. So I think the wisest move would just to be to prepare, strategize, if you like, make sure that we, you know, have some funds available if that need arises. It may or may not need arise. You know, you probably heard this week that from Mary Claire and Colin McPherson that QHC have preparations underway, and everybody's trying to, you know, to forecast and to look at the situation across the globe as well and see how that might impact us at a local level. And, you know, I think things are obviously in hand, but, you know, it's prudent to prepare where necessary.
So what would you say to residents out there about kind of what's going on and how they can help?
I think, to be honest, you know, in our mind, the people at the on the front line are obviously our clinical teams, the doctors, the nurses, the physicians, who are, you know, whether they're dealing with patients that are being admitted at the moment or likely to be admitted, it's trying to help those guys out, trying to make sure that, you know, we assist some of the current appeals already in place. You've probably all seen some of the social media stuff, news things, pieces coming through from, you know, businesses stepping up, and whether they're manufacturing face masks or whether they're donating gloves and supplies to frontline teams so that they lessen that exposure. Again, we're just trying to go one step beyond that and assist. So if any requirement comes through from QHC, we can react accordingly with the help of the community at large.